First Peter chapter number 3. When you're there, say amen. All right, First Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. I'm going over the home and continuing to look at the home. And right now we're going over the pattern for the husbands, God's divine pattern for the husbands. And so I started on something last week, and I'm going to finish it tonight. I won't be long. First Peter chapter 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, likewise ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Now, I'm not going to teach on this tonight because we still got a little ways to go on the husbands. Amen. Still got a little ways to go, but the wives are coming. They're coming one day, might be sometime next year. We'll see. But wives, you can win your husbands by you just doing right and obeying God. Just in a short nutshell, we're going to go over more of that later. Verse number 2, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair or of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. The second time again, it says that their own husbands. Verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. And here's what I want to look at. We read all that to get to this. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, talking about your own wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And so we're dealing with the husbands now, and we're dealing with God's plan for the husbands in the home. And like I said last week, we know the order of the home is Jesus Christ. It's the husband, the wife, the children, the dogs, the cats, and so on and so forth, all the way down the line. And we don't have to preach on Christ doing what he's supposed to do because he does what he's supposed to do. And so we're starting with the husband. There's a lot of stuff here, and I'm not in any hurry. I'm not going anywhere. So I've been taking my time going through here and looking at these different things. So we started last week on looking at the fact that the husband is supposed to be the protector of his wife. And we looked at physical and emotional and all those kind of things. And we're looking over some of the emotional things now. And there's different causes of depression in women and that causes problems in a marriage. And these are things we need to be aware of, husbands and men, or be reminded of. And I know I haven't been married a whole long time. I think 12 or 13 years. I don't remember. I need to remember that. That's in my notes. I need to remember that. But I haven't been married a whole long time, but I've seen some good godly examples, and I have God's word. Man, so I can, you know, some people might say, well, you're young to preach on this, and I know I got a long way to go, but I have the authority of God's word. Amen. So there's some things that cause depression in wives at times. And one of them, I'm not going to recap all this, but one of them we went over is low self-esteem. And that happens a lot. And some of these things, you know, I've seen in our home, in our marriage, and things that I need to do better. But sometimes the wife has a feeling of being worthless, or like she doesn't contribute to society. And I want to remind you, wife, even if your husband doesn't make you feel like you're something, if you're raising children for God, you have one of the highest responsibilities and one of the greatest jobs anybody could ever have. I've heard it said before that that's a greater responsibility than being president of the United States. If you're raising children to try to please God, to try to live right, and you're raising them to follow this Bible, you have a great responsibility. What you do is very important. Now, back to the husbands, you need to make her feel like she's important and that she's doing a great job, and try to equip her and help her to be able to do those things, to make her feel like she's important, to make her feel like she is special. And there's nobody else that can make your wife feel as special as she can be than the husband. Nobody else can do that. To make her, I'm here to tell you, especially if she is out in the workforce, and I realize some people have to do that. I understand. Sarah had to work when we first got married for several years. If you don't make her feel special, somebody will. right, wrong, or indifferent, somebody will make her feel special. And so, husband, you need to make sure you make her feel special, because she, women go into the Bible. The Bible calls them the weaker vessel, not me. The Bible calls them the weaker vessel, and you need to make her feel special, not feel worthless. Because there's times where, especially if she's home by herself and she's going through some things, and you know she's got the kids there, and you're off at work and you're doing things, and you get to see people. Sometimes she feels like she's not special. And I got more of that in here. The second thing, number one is low self-esteem. Number two is fatigue or time pressure. That'll cause depression in a woman. She's there. She has a great responsibility in the home. She's taking care of the children. And I don't know about you, but I've seen some of this in my home. Real life examples that she's trying to take care of the kids and keep up with the house and try to make sure. There's a lot of time pressure on her, feeling like she's got to get all this stuff done. And things I tell her sometimes, will you just please sit down for a minute? It doesn't have to be done right now. But if you know my wife, she's not going to sit down if there's something that needs to be done. She's not going to. But fatigue and time pressure. And if you were to compare the jobs, I told y'all last week that I've had to stay at home with my children by myself for multiple days in a row, and I thought I was going to go crazy. I don't know how she does it. I thank God for my wife. But, you know, I get to see different people every day. Especially in my new job, I get to travel around, I get to drive around, I get to see people, I get to eat out sometimes and all those kind of things. And she's there all day by herself with the children. And, you know, I need to recognize that and realize that, you know, she does that. And you say, what can we do? Well, we need to give her a break sometimes. Amen. Because she gets wore out. She's tired. There's a lot of pressure. And she needs to realize that. Husband needs to realize what all she does and give her a break sometimes. Let her go out sometimes, or whatever the case might be, to do that. And also, the wife has great pressure on her because she's the purchasing agent of the family. I mean, some of you guys are in business and you know there's purchasing agents and people that she's the purchasing agent of the family. So what do you mean? She buys the groceries. She buys the cleaning supplies. In most cases, that's what she does. And there's a lot of pressure on that. There's a lot of pressure in doing that. And one of the ways you can help with that is make sure she has what she needs to be able to do that. And don't put all that pressure on her. I'm going to get more into that, the financial part here in a minute. All right, so we already went over those. So the third one I'm going to go over tonight, I'm going to try to finish this. I got a couple more to go over. Number three, a cause of depression in the wives, our mothers, is loneliness, isolation, and boredom. Loneliness, isolation, and boredom. If a wife only interacts with children every day and all day, that can mess with her emotions. If that's all she ever, if she never has any adult interaction. And I know sometimes as soon as, you know, a husband gets home from work, man, she is just wide open. And he might get a little frustrated at it, but she has been talking to children all day long. And maybe sometimes she wants an adult to talk to. And wives at the same time, he just got home from work. You maybe need to give him like 5 minutes. There's a happy medium there. But then husband, you need to take time to listen to her because she's there by herself. She's lonely. She's going through some things. She needs to be allowed time to get out of the home without the children. Go see a friend. I'm going to get on the wives later on because there's some that's all they ever do and they don't take care of their home. And all they ever do is talk on the phone all day or talk with their friends. But that's later on. We're talking about the husbands now. But this thing of loneliness, she needs to be allowed to get out and without the kids, go see a friend, get out of the house, whatever the case might be. She gets in the same routine every day. And she can stay extremely busy doing the same thing every day and just get stuck in a rut. And men, if you get to get out of the house and work, I mean, sometimes you can get up. Even when I was in the office, I could get up and I could walk around, stretch my legs, or I could move papers around or do something without a kid hanging off of me. She doesn't get to do that. There's a kid hanging off of her all day long. Amen, wives. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, there's one. I'll buy one if I need to or something. She gets stuck in the same routine every day. And man, we need to be aware of that. We need to make sure she breaks. All right, number four. It's going over good, so I need to move along. All right, number four, absence of romantic love in marriage. It's another cause of depression in women. You say, what do you mean by that? Most men, when they get married, they forget all about courting their wife. Notice I said courting, not dating. Amen. They forget all about courting their wife. They completely forget about it. You say, what do you mean by that? They don't open the door for her no more. They don't pull the chair out for her at a restaurant. I didn't say pull it out from underneath of her, because there's some that might do that. But they don't take those extra steps that they did to win her over. And those things will play on a woman's mind. And I tell you what, the devil loves to use those things to mess with a woman's mind. And the men, they don't pay attention to her no more. I mean, if you remember when you were trying to win her over, you might buy her gifts just because. You might try to buy her a gift or buy her, you know. Every time I say something about flowers, I hear some women say, I don't want flowers. I don't like flowers. Well, whatever. I thought all women like flowers, but I guess not. Whatever it is that you use to win her over because you got her. Amen. Forget about those things. You ought to continue to do those things and have some romance in the marriage when it comes to the things you did to try to win her over. Continue to do those things, not just for certain holidays, but just because. And not just because you did something stupid. Just because. And so sometimes that causes stress, and it causes depression in a marriage. A lot of men have the mentality, and I'm sure you've heard this before. I told you I loved you 20 years ago when I married you. If I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Well, you got a great marriage, buddy. Keep it up. Amen. And so, you know, these are things, husbands, that we need to be conscious of with our wives. Giving her lack of attention will cause depression. And I'm telling you, the devil will play tricks on her mind. I mean, I've seen it, you know, some in our marriage, and I've counseled with people before, and the devil will play tricks in her mind. She'll think things like, he never looks at me anymore. She might not ever tell you that, but she's thinking that. He doesn't ever look at me no more. I mean, wherever, whenever, just in the house or whatever, she might be doing something to try to get your attention without going into any details, and realizes, well, you know, he doesn't even look at me no more. And the devil will play tricks in her mind. He never pays attention to me. He never said anything about the new dress I'm wearing. He never said anything that I got my hair done. These are all things that the devil plays tricks. And then she might even, the devil will mess with her to the point sometimes, and I'm telling you this happens, will mess with her mind to say, well, if he's not paying attention to me, I wonder who he's paying attention to. And she'll think those things. It might be a you know, somebody at work, or might be somebody out in the public place or whatever, and the devil will start running through her mind all these things, and he might not be doing anything. Maybe he is. I don't know. God will get him if he is, but he might just be busy and wore out. I don't know what the case might be, but husbands, we need to remember to pay attention to our wives. Going back to the self-esteem issue, if she already has self-esteem issues about the way she looks or whatever, you know, this is going to play into it. If you never pay her any attention, you never pay her any compliments, never tell her how beautiful she is and all the things you told her in order to fall in love with her, in order for her to fall in love with you. Men fall in love with what they see. Women fall in love with what they hear. And so you had to have told her something to get her to fall in love with you. Amen. I know I did. She didn't get, it's not my looks. I know that. I was a smooth talker. Amen. I'm thankful for my wife. But she needs to be told. She needs to be made over. You say, well, she's fat and ugly. Well, you're married to her. You got to tell her something. Amen. I hope you don't feel that about your wife. Who knows what she thinks about you? But husbands, you know, you say, well, how do I combat? We're talking about protecting our wives. And if you want to protect them from depression and protect them from this emotional harm that they're going to go through, and all the things the devil can play tricks on their mind. I mean, if you're constantly telling her, I love you, you're beautiful, compliment her eyes. I mean, just go, whatever, just go on and on. But all the things that you, and you're constantly doing that, then she's going to think, man, he really likes me. Amen. I doubt a wife has ever told her husband, would you please stop telling me that I'm beautiful? And maybe they have, I don't know. But I don't know if they've ever done that before. Hey, listen, a little too much, all right? I don't know if that's ever happened, but you know, we need to, you know, make over your wife and try to protect her from that, from that harm that causes depression. All right, and I'm going to give you the last one here, and this is a big one, but another cause of depression in women is financial difficulties. This is one of the number one things in any marriage is financial difficulties. And that just doesn't mean that you don't have any money. It could mean that you have too much money. Financial difficulties is not strictly based on how much you have or don't have. Finances can cause problems either way. I mean, either direction it can cause problems. A couple can have, you know, as little or much as they want, but the finances itself becomes a problem. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to explain myself, but the family bookkeeping and keeping up with the checkbook and make sure all the bills gets paid is not the wife's responsibility. It's not. Now, you might delegate that to her, and she might do it. There's really two reasons why men do not handle the finances in their home. Either they're too dumb to do it or they're too lazy to do it. It could be one or the other. Either they have no clue what they're doing and she has to do it. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I first got married, I was the dumb. My wife handled our checkbook. When I first got married, I always heard preachers say, men, you ought to handle the checkbook. So I said, well, I'm going to handle the checkbook. Well, after the third check bounced, Sarah took it back and said, no, you're not handling the checkbook. You say, what'd you do? I learned how to do it. And then I learned how and I took it back. And, we discuss finances and all those things. But what I'm getting at is she might do it all the time. That's fine. But husband, that's your responsibility. And that will cause stress and depression on her if she sits down to pay the bills and there's not enough money coming in and there's too much going out. And that stress does not need to be on her. That needs to be on you, husband. You're financially responsible for you're the head of your home. And if you do not know how to do it, find somebody that does. Amen. Get her to teach you. I don't know. Find somebody that knows what they're doing. Say, I need to learn this thing because I want to take that burden off of her. Today, in our home, and this is just what we do, I handle all the finances. And she probably doesn't have a clue what we have or do not have. And it's not because I don't let her know. She just, if she wants to know, she can look at it anytime she wants to. I don't hide anything from her when it comes to finances, but she lets me handle it. She trusts me. Amen. And it took a while for that to happen. Especially when I bounced three checks when we first got married and I had a credit card and I didn't start off quite on the right foot. And so I had to mature in some of those areas, but I realized quickly that I needed to. And that's not her place to have to stress about that. The husband, you know, you may delegate that to her and she may be able to do a great job at it. But if there's ever any problems, you need to be the one to handle it. It should never be her talking to a debt collector. It should never be her trying to work out arrangements for paying something because you don't have enough to pay it. If you can't pay your bills, you need to call the people and be honest with them. Say, I cannot pay it. Can I work something out? And the husband needs to be the one to do that, not the wife. She should not have that pressure to have to get on the phone and do that. Now, some cases, the wife's going to do it because, like I said, either he's too dumb or too lazy to do it. And if you're either one of those, husband, get educated on it. She can still do it, but understand what she's dealing with. And if you're lazy, you just need to get right with God. Amen? Don't be a lazy husband. God expects the husband to be the leader of the home. And, God never intended, he never intended for the wife to handle problems outside of the home. That was never his intent. From the very beginning, she was to be the keeper at home, and he was supposed to handle all the things on the outside. And that's how it was supposed to be set up. So now back to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. I'm going to read this verse, and I told y'all it wouldn't be long, because the next section I'm getting into is going to take a little while, and I didn't want to get started on it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. You know what we're doing tonight when we're studying all these things that may cause depression or anxiety or stress in our wives? We're trying to dwell with them according to knowledge. But if you want to just live out your life as a husband and not care what she feels, your marriage is going to be rough if it lasts. Amen? And it needs to. It needs to last. That's how God wants it to be. And so dwell with her according to knowledge. Understand her. Pay attention to her. If something changes, acknowledge it. except for if she's gaining weight. Don't do that. Don't acknowledge that. Be careful with that one. Amen. How does this make me look? That's one of the most dangerous questions a wife could ever ask a husband, because there really isn't a right answer. Amen. You look absolutely beautiful. Just leave it at that. Dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Do you honor your wife? If you do, you're going to pay attention to these things, and you're going to try to protect her from these harms. And again, going back to the very first part of this chapter, you say, my husband doesn't do these things. Well, if he's here tonight, pray that God gets a hold of his heart. If he's not here tonight, or he might not be in church, he might not even be saved, I don't know. Live right before God and do what you're supposed to do and let God deal with his heart. You can win him over by your conversation, is what these verses are saying, your chaste conversation. Live right, do right in front of him, be the submissive wife you're supposed to in front of him, and let God deal with his heart. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. The Bible calls her the weaker vessel. There's a reason. There's more verses on it. We know what happened to Eve and all those things. Husband, if you're married, you've been given the great responsibility to protect your wife, to protect her. That's from everybody, from the children. Don't let the children run over her. Don't let the children run her down. They need to honor her. They need to obey her. They need to respect her. And don't let them do anything different. That's your responsibility, husband. If there's ever problems going on and you're there, you don't need to look at her and say, go deal with that. You go deal with it. You had a part in creating that monster. You go deal with it. That's what she has to deal with every day. Amen? As unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. If you don't want to do it for any other reasons, do it so you can stay right with God so he can listen to your prayers. Amen? I don't want my prayers hindered because of how I treat my wife. You say, well, I don't think